Welcome to VS Voices. I'm Amanda Decadene.
Lily Aldridge and Candace Swanepoel are former Victoria's Secret angels, supermodels, entrepreneurs, and best friends. In this interview, we talk about their ascent to fame, how motherhood has changed their priorities, and why they both decided to return to Victoria's Secret.
Hi, Lily. Hi, Candace.
Hi. Lovely to see you both.
How are you?
Really good. How's everyone doing?
Good. Good. Sweating it out in Miami.
Okay, you're in Miami. I'm in LA. Where are you, Lily?
I'm in Nashville.
Okay. So we've all managed to get on a Zoom at the right time. And we can hear each other. We can see each other.
Woo! Lily, we should make this a thing.
I know. It's so nice.
We can just drink wine and have chats.
Zoom.
And hang out.
Zoom.
I love it.
Everyone was at Fashion Week last week. I know I'm really happy to be home.
Oh, yes.
Yes. It's a lot of fun, but it's a lot of energy, right? And we had a very exciting evening. And Lily and I got to catch up the morning before we both left. Well, you left before me, but
yeah, it was nice.
We were in rooms next to each other. So,
oh my gosh, you had like a grown-up sleepover.
We literally did. I like knocked on the door in the morning, like, are you in there? Hello?
It's so fun, isn't it? It's so fun when you've been friends with someone for so long and then your lives get busy with kids and all the stuff that we deal with. But then you get to be in the same place at the same time and you're like, yes, my friend, I missed you.
It literally was like that. We were like, sit down. I was like a quick hug to like 1 hour run, life rundown.
I know.
So how long have you two been friends?
I mean, we met obviously on the VS sets, I think probably more than 8 years, 9 years, or is it more, Lily? My sense of time is completely warped.
I'm like, if my calculations are correct, I think I started VS when I was around 23, and which means I met you because you started before me.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do it like this. What year was your first show?
Oh, I don't know. 2009.
Okay. So mine was 2007. So.
Oh, right.
Would have met.
Oh, no. Now math.
So we would have met.
It's been a long time. Long time.
Let's just say a really long time.
A really long time.
Okay, so you started because you met because you were doing VS at the same time.
Yeah.
And that was a significant amount of time ago when VS was a very different experience. And what is it like to have been friends for so long and then to also get to be a part of VS today?
I mean, I've met some of the most incredible people through Victoria's Secret and a lot of my best friends. You know, it was a different time. So a lot of work was, you know, 12-hour shoot days or just really long shoot days. And we got to spend a lot of time together and really got to know each other on a different level and experienced this really unique thing together, which I will never forget. And I always say, I'm like, sometimes you think like, wow, you know, we worked so hard, but I'm just so grateful to have those memories and with people like Lily. Like, Lily's just Miss Congeniality. And
so are you. No, I feel the same. I feel very much the same. I'm very, very, like, we went through such profound time together.
Bonding.
So bonding. Just working together, traveling together, going through this experience together really made it like a sisterhood for us. Like, the girls that, you know, I was working with were my best friends, my confidants, going through our 20s together, which, you know, is an incredible time in itself. And having this trust and this respect and kind of, we just
camaraderie.
It is and was very special, like the bond we all have together.
I remember when Bahati and I got pregnant at a very similar time. And Lily, we had like a group chat. Lily was like our go-to, like,
mama.
Questions.
Yeah.
You know.
Were you on your second baby then, Lily?
I was not, but I had my daughter before they were pregnant. And I was just like sending care packages, and I was like, ask me anything. And I still feel like that. I feel like we all come to each other at different times and different circumstances and ask for advice. And we're very open and honest with each other. And it's really special, like a sisterhood.
It sounds like being in a band.
Yes, totally. Well, literally, yes. But right? I can't sing or play instruments.
I mean, I know, damn it.
But just damn. That kind, just that kind of bond and the shared experience that you're going through something so unique that nobody else other than your bandmates or totally. Your women in that group who are also having that experience can really know what it's like.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah. And certainly for you both, Victoria's Secret being a part of that brand and that those campaigns, I'm sure, catapulted you both into another dimension of visibility. How was that for you both?
Well, that was another thing we could connect on was, you know, we were living quite fast-paced, wild lives, and just being able to talk to each other about it was so amazing.
But how wild, Candace?
I mean, we were traveling like crazy and just dealing with fandom and, you know, business decisions in your 20s and mm-hmm. Just things that not regular people go through at that age. But I have to say the beauty of being part of this recent show, you know, our lives got even more busy with children and we rarely get to see each other. So VS brought us back together again.
Yeah.
The band is back together.
It was, I have to say, like that getting to do the tour and going to Spain and filming and having that camaraderie again and that like that feeling of just this bond we're all going through together and meeting so many people that were doing it for the first time and them coming to me to talk to me for stuff. And I was like,
yeah, because you're OGs.
It just felt so nice and warm and welcoming and, you know, it's such a wonderful bonding experience. And I'm just so grateful that I was asked back to come and be a part of it again and see my friends and see my
new
friends.
And we got to walk together.
We got to walk together. It was so fun. Oh.
Don't you want to like smile at each other and make jokes when you pass each other on a catwalk?
Oh, we did. You'll see it for sure.
Yes. We're definitely giggling most of it. And then like, they'll get like 5 seconds of me being fierce. And Candace is like the most amazing walker of all time. It's like, it's beyond. And I'm just like doodling next to her.
Oh, come on, Lily. I'm like, what curse words can I use on this podcast?
Whatever you want. So were you both surprised that you had been asked back to be a part of this? Because, you know, the initial kind of understanding, and I have other friends, my friend Martha, and, you know, there's other friends of mine who were involved with VS for many years. And when I started working with VS, the conversations I had with my girlfriends was that, you know, there weren't any women from the OG lineup involved. And so I was super excited to hear that both of you and Adriana had been asked to be a part of it. Were you surprised when they reached out and said, we want you to be a part of this new tour?
Yeah, of course. I mean, the world and the industry has changed so much. The time that I started slowing down with Victoria's Secret was after my first son. So it was kind of an organic thing that I took time out to be with him and focus on breastfeeding and all of just wanted to really live the mother experience. So I kind of was starting to phase out. And then life gets so different that you don't really think about it again. And then suddenly you get an email. That's the beauty of our work is you're faced with like amazing decisions and jobs and opportunities that you never thought would happen, but they do. So yeah, I was very surprised.
And how about you, Lily?
I was surprised. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I was honestly super touched that they thought of me and you know wanted me to continue to represent, you know, Victoria's Secret and this new chapter and this new tour. And I'm always, you know, I try to live in like a state of gratitude for everything in my life, because we're so blessed and fortunate and lucky. And, you know, I truly enjoy the experience of coming together with a group of people. And that is what the tour kind of was for me, is just celebrating each other and lifting each other up. Like I said, getting to see Candace.
I know, like, I remember we were like, are you going?
Yeah. Yeah. We all talked to each other, you know. Yeah. Honestly, I just feel super honored and touched that they thought of me and brought me back. And I love it. I love being a part of it. So I'm very grateful.
It also becomes such a different thing. We were so used to being glamorous and, you know, this extravagant, glamorous, these days that were like, you know, a fantasy. And then you become a mom. And after that, when you go back into that, you appreciate it in a different way. Like, it's more fun than work because you're like, totally. Wow, okay, I get to get my nails done.
Yeah.
I need to get a wax.
Literally. I was like, oh my gosh, I forgot all the.
The only part is like, oh my God, let me get to the gym.
Yes, totally. Yes. But, you know, you talked about, that's interesting, because actually when you were both, you know, working with VS previously, the concept and the image of womanhood that was being promoted was more idealized and more of a fantasy. Mm-hmm. And now I think through the lens of what they're doing today, I see a difference, and I'm curious from both of you what you see, because you were part of the OG women and angels, and now you're part of this new rebrand through this different lens. So what would you say in your experience and your observations is the shift?
I think it's only natural to move and change with the world. And that was a different time and had a very special place for many people, even myself. You know, I remember seeing Alessandra Ambrosia as a little girl and thinking how gorgeous and amazing it was to see her on the beaches. And, you know, it was aspirational. And it really, for me as a kid, it inspired me. And I think that's also really important. But now, you know, there's so much access to everything, you know, everyone is connected in a different way and celebrities are different, musicians are different. I think people are celebrated more for their personality and their being. And I think that's what's beautiful about what VS is doing now and incorporating just really unique, cool, badass women in so many different ways.
Yeah, I never would have been hired by VS to work with them previously.
And I'm not sure about that, girl.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you know, I just like, even the fact that I'm here working with them, I think is testament. You know, I'm just one of many women who, you know, have the opportunity to have their voice elevated through this platform now. And I think it's really exciting. I mean, to be a part of something that, you know, as you said, we need to move with the times. And if people do actually make the changes, I'm all for that. I want to be a part of organizations that are growing and changing. So I personally really appreciate being a part of this.
They're lucky to have you. You're an amazing human and person. And I love your platform and what you stand for and what you speak about. And
thank you, Lily. Lily and I are friends, Candace, by the way, just so you know, like we are friends.
Everyone's friends with Lily. Come on.
But we last saw each other like
at
only
sushi.
A few weeks ago. And I was there with my son and you were there with your husband. And it was so nice to see you.
So nice. And I missed you at the party. I saw the red carpet pictures. There were so many people. I feel like I didn't see. I didn't either.
I didn't see you. It was crazy. It was such a crazy night.
It was very big, very fun. It felt great. But once I saw the red carpet pictures the next day, I was like, oh my God, I didn't see anybody.
I know. That's how I felt as well. That's how I felt. So will you tell me a little bit about what this film is and what your experience was on the film? Because this film, I feel like, has been top secret. So it would be great if you could speak a little bit about what the film is and what your experience was with being a part of it.
I'll let you go ahead, Lily.
Okay. Me and Candace, we've done so many interviews together over the years. We have like telepathy of like who's going to answer the next thing. Do you feel that?
Well, Candy? I feel like I answered the last one.
You did.
So
okay,
now it's your turn.
All right. Well, to me, the tour was all, I didn't know what to expect, if I'm being perfectly honest. I didn't know what exactly we were filming. Was it a runway? How was it going to be? And, you know, I really trust the people behind it. And so I was like, let's go, let's do this. And I got to Spain and I, you know, got to see all these beautiful creations from these different designers from around the world and the inspiration from all these different locations and all the love and care and thought that was put into the show and really talking about other, empowering other people in their story and their creative journey, because, you know, creativity is so important. And I feel like this is like a creative venture for Victoria's Secret. I feel like they're really empowering people to explore. It is not like anything you've ever seen before. The looks are some honestly, they're like pieces of art being displayed on the models. And it blew me away. Even leaving Spain, I still wasn't sure what it was about or how it was going to look. And then when we were at the viewing party last week and I got to see for the first time, I was truly like, I got emotional. It's very powerful. It's very moving. It's very inspiring and positive. And I was just like, holy bleep.
Yeah, it's a culmination of designers, models, locations, culture, which I thought was a really amazing step. And they allowed each designer to interpret their vision and version of what Victoria's Secret is in their mind. And so each section is so so drastically different, which makes it really interesting. So yeah, I also didn't get a lot of information before the actual shoot, but when we were doing fittings, I saw the boards, and from a creative point of view, was mind blown. Just the detail of some of the pieces and the time it takes to make them. I mean, that was a part of Victoria's Secret always, but if you take artisans from, you know, Nigeria, or they did Tokyo as well, like it's a cultural thing, and it comes with a whole other set of skills. So I really, like, that was fascinating to me.
Which designer did you wear, or how did that work?
Lily and I were part of the icons section, which is kind of homage to the iconic Victoria's Secret, which I also think was really important to incorporate and feature.
Yeah, I agree.
Why was that important? Why do you think it was important to include that?
Because that's also a part of what women love, is to feel glamorous and feel sexy and feel feminine. And so I'm glad that it wasn't taken out and we got to step into our old shoes for a moment.
Yeah. And it was really fun, and it re-inspired me and reignited just the love of play and the love of fashion and the love of creating and being a part of creative teams. I mean, we're working with the best of the best styling, the best hair and makeup, the best nails, the best cinematographer, like everything about it was just like, I love to perform and I love to be a part of that creative journey, and to getting to express it again through Victoria's Secret and the tour was really fun. And also just seeing how everybody else interpreted Victoria's Secret, and also seeing all these people coming in that so many people were just like, I never, you know, I didn't think I'd ever be on a Victoria's Secret runway. And I was just like, so happy. I was just like, so it felt so wonderful. And I felt the same. I was like, I didn't think I was ever going to be on a Victoria's Secret runway again. You know, like, just everybody was just so genuinely happy to be there and happy to be a part of it and a part of this vision. So it was really wonderful to see everybody's different points of view.
I, you know, sorry to interrupt, Lily.
No, but not at all.
Like you said, like, there's a certain trust that you put in the team that's directing and editing and making it. And I knew about the team, so really wasn't extremely worried about it. That was a nice thing to be able to kind of step into it and have some surprises and not, you know, micromanage.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would be really challenged by not controlling the outcome of an image or a film. If I was a model, I think I would have a very difficult time where you're like, hang on, this is my face and this is my body. Totally. And I want to make sure I'm represent. That is not the best way to light me. Or
right.
I would really have challenges with that, you know?
Yeah, we've all had many challenges with that. But when you working with a team of this caliber, you really, you know, there's, I mean, you saw the preview. It's exquisite. It's inspiring.
It really is. I have to say, I also did not know what to expect. I've interviewed the designers. I've been interviewing the models. You know, I've been interviewing these different people, and I had not seen it until I tried to see it before. But I had not seen it until I saw that trailer, and I didn't know what to expect, and I was blown away. And I am definitely a bit of a snob when it comes to creativity, I will admit. And I was, right? I mean, and I was so impressed. Not what I expected. And I felt very moved as well that these people had come together and created this kind of mission statement.
Yeah. It's very powerful. I think anybody that sees it and watches it will be blown away by the impact of.
I mean, we only saw 15 minutes of it and it's an hour long.
Exactly. Exactly. So outside of modeling, both of you, you know, you've been doing this for a long time. You both have kids. How has your relationship to modeling as a job changed since you've had kids? I'm assuming that you're both a lot more selective about what you do.
Yeah, for sure. I think motherhood has, you know, of course, changed the, you know, direction of my career. And, you know, my children come first. Like you, I have a husband in a band. So we kind of take turns. Like when he's on tour, I'm home. When I'm working, he's home. So we can't both do all the jobs in the world, and which is a good thing. I think it's kind of slows you down and makes you be more selective and pick and choose what you want to do. And, you know, even just doing stuff like flying to Spain and doing this, it's, you know, everything has to be in order. And Candace too has two kids. So it really, you know, you have to be more thoughtful.
Yeah. For me, it really gave my life a completely different motivation.
Yeah.
And I'm also, more selective about what I do. And it's kind of more of a time management thing. Like there's a lot of things that I would love to do that I can't just because I need to be home. And, but yeah, it's also these formative years. Like my children are 5 and almost 7. And I think that it's such a specific time for forming their minds and teaching them things. I think, you know, later on in life, you can kind of get let go a little bit more, but we're in the trenches.
A little bit. I mean, you know, Lily, I think you and I probably have the longest standing marriages that, you know, Kings of Leon and the Strokes started around the same time.
Oh, your husband is the Strokes? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm 23 years with Nick between, and you, and how long are you?
We're
with
16.
Right. Oh my God. I really,
know.
Yeah, that is a long ass time.
You guys, you deserve medals.
For that. I do. Oh, you have no idea.
I have one. It's a night. Yeah.
Yeah. I actually have a couple. But yeah, I brought that up just because, yes, navigating like working and maintaining a relationship and being present for your kids. It's like, definitely changes what you can do and, you know, what your priorities are, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. That's why I don't have a relationship.
It's like another child. I mean, I'm not going to get too much into that, but like, yes, it's a lot. It's a lot.
Candace just has that aura though. Like, people are drawn to Candace. Like, it's amazing to be in a room with her and watch people like gravitate towards her.
Oh, it's the same for you.
It's just amazing.
They just know you're taken.
No, difference. I don't even mean for just like guys interested in you. I just mean like people, like human beings. You're like a human being magnet. Yes. Like, people are just drawn to you. You just have this beautiful aura.
But Lily, do people hit on you anymore? Because no one hits on
literally
me.
No.
Never, right?
Never. I'm like,
oh,
no.
I know.
So far from being hit on.
Same. You know, like, my husband tells me stories about like, oh yeah, you know, the girl at the coffee shop, like, people hit on him all the time. And I'm thinking, he's like, I mean, that must happen to you. And I'm thinking, no, it actually doesn't.
No, it's definitely no.
I mean, yeah, you're a beautiful woman. It's, you know.
Nobody hits on me anymore. I feel like, what happened here? Is it like the memo go out? Like, this woman's been married for 23 years, forget it.
Nick sent a memo out. You cannot
hit.
Nick
did send the memo out. I know. Okay, but Candace, why are you not in a relationship? Is it, do you want to be in one, or do you just feel like your plate is so full right now?
It's not that I don't want to be in one. I mean, my plate is overflowing. I have my own business. I'm a single mother of two boys, and I have my career still. So yeah, the plate is full, but I had a lot of healing, a lot of things to get through, and that takes time. And you can't, you know, drag that into something new. So I'm slowly getting there. But after a long time of being on your own and you know, rowing your own boat, it's kind of like, what are you going to bring to the table? What can you give me that I can't give myself right now?
And what are you adding to the equation for me in order for me to compromise with everything that it requires to be in a relationship, which is often giving up parts of yourself?
Exactly. And as mothers, it's like, it's a very delicate thing. Like, I look at men in a completely different way now that I look at them and say, you know, would I ever want to introduce you to my children? And the answer is 99% no.
Yeah, that makes complete sense. I respect that.
Or maybe I'm just, you know what, my friends like make jokes with me. They're like, you're not going to meet the man of your dreams from your like house, hiding in your house.
But I do respect that you know, it does take time to heal, you know, and when you're in a relationship trying to heal, you still have to do the healing whether you're in the relationship or not. And it does take time, and I respect you not wanting to take that into the next thing, because most people don't hit the pause button. They just keep attracting the same person, going into the same dynamic, and wondering why the outcome is the same. It's like, well, because you didn't take a step back to actually change some things so that there was a different outcome.
Yeah, it's good to analyze your patterns and recognize them, you know? Yeah, I'm just also very, like Lily said, like I've functioned on such an energetic way, and it's hard to meet people that can be on that same wavelength.
I operate in the same way, and if that is not there, by the way, that's how I met Ali. We completely connected over shared interests in, you know, spiritual practices and ideas and just philosophy, and that's how we met. It had nothing to do with work. It was just based in recovery for a long time.
Yeah, he's amazing that way. Like, randomly you'll get a message, just like an affirmation that is beautiful. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I completely understand that wanting to operate on a certain level. And also, I'm sure that people meet you and they have an idea, a projected image of who you are because of the way you look. And so they have to you have to crack through that for them to actually get to you and the truth of who you are.
Yeah, I have a certain detachment from my physical and emotional being, I guess. So you're reminded of it on occasion. You know, being a Victoria's Secret model became such this pedestal or almost like a goal for a lot of people, men in the world as well. So there's that.
To say that they date a Victoria's Secret model.
Exactly.
It's like a cachet.
I try to stay far away from that.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Well, what else should we talk about that we haven't covered? I feel like we've covered so much. Is there anything?
I'm sweating.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's just my nature to ask questions like that.
I love it. I love a good deep chat.
Yeah,
don't worry.
I'm so curious. I don't even write questions. I just sit
go with your instinct.
And, and go with my instinct. You both seem, you know, like you're really trying to live your lives as authentically as possible.
We are, yeah.
Yeah. What does that mean to you? What does living an authentic life mean to you?
I'm just constantly trying to grow as a human, like always. I want to be my best person, live my best life, enjoy every moment, everything, you know? And I just feel like the path for me right now is just like, just growing and learning and evolving.
That's beautiful.
My most authentic life, I guess, would be just to be as happy as possible, make sure that my children are as happy and healthy as possible, have a calm nervous system.
Dreams.
You know, I don't know. It's small things, like even being able to like take care of my garden or have some me time or be able to see friends and laugh and have real talk with people is another like big thing for me. I think, yeah, just being around good people and, evolving, like Lily said, ever evolving, learning. I mean, we've all learned so much. I'm done with learning. But
I know, same. I'd like a break from learning. Oh no, this is what I would like. I would like for learning to not have to come from very difficult circumstances.
Right.
I would like to be able to learn without that piece of it. It just
it's possible. That is living your authentic life. I don't know. I don't know if you remember, Lily, I used to travel a lot in between VS shoots and go to crazy locations just for the sheer fact of being immersed in nature and away from noise and being influenced by nature, which was kind of just this massive calming presence for me, which I needed in such a chaotic lifestyle. And that was also, you know, let me go and learn a new culture. Let me experience something new. Or it's like taking your mind on a holiday, you know?
I still do that now. I have to be in nature. It's very calibrating and grounding. And that is really important for me to stay balanced. So it's good to know what those things are for you, you know? It's why I couldn't live in New York City. I can be there for 5 days or whatever. And then I'm like, I gotta go. The noise, it's so overstimulating for me. I get dysregulated. I need to like go and ground, you know?
Yes. Like, and the last thing Lily said to me was like passing me like apps of ways to, you know,
get
fly
home.
Out ways to get home if
get
your
home.
Flight is delayed.
Holy, I feel the same. I mean, I love New York City. When I get there, I'm like, oh, the energy of the city. And then I'm like the same. I live in Nashville now. I live in nature and I do strive to get back to nature after being around so many people. But it's like a love. It's like, you know, like there's a draw still to New York for me. I'm of like, I do love that energy of the city.
Yeah.
The time that we were there, we were traveling in and out so much.
Yes, it's so true.
You always had a break from it. Like it was amazing. Like yeah. I loved seeing that New York skyline, like coming mm-hmm. back, but I also loved to, you know,
see it in the rearview mirror.
Yeah,
exactly. But yeah. we would go to like
the most beautiful places.
Exactly. I'd be in St. Barts at least like 15 times in the year. It was mm-hmm. insane.
Yeah. I actually didn't even realize how much we were traveling until I stopped doing it. And then I was like, wait, you don't just go to the beach 5 times in February?
Yeah, you have to book it.
I was wait
until the kids are on school totally. Break.
I was just living in bliss that this was not the normal winter experience.
Yeah.
Thank you both so much for
thank you for having
chatting.
Me.
It's so good to see you both.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thanks for getting real with us.
Yeah, can't do it any other way.
I love it.
You have been listening to VS Voices, the official companion podcast to the VS World Tour. My thanks to today's guests. And if you love our show, please comment, like, and follow us wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. And as always, you can join me, Amanda DeCadenay, on Instagram. VS Voices is part of Victoria's Secret's ongoing commitment to creating positive change for women. Together, we are amplifying the voices and perspectives of women from all backgrounds. And please remember that sharing stories brings us closer together. Thank you for listening.